Bible today and you'd want to open it up, I'm going to have you look at two verses today, just a couple in John chapter 15 in a minute. And I'm going to have you turn to James chapter 1 after that. But I wanted to just share with you for a few minutes this morning. We're entering a season that we hope will be full of joy. And incidentally, that backdrop up there, that's the joy sign that if you came in, you saw in the ticket booth, it's sitting out there. It's up on the screen here. And that backdrop, Nicole went out to our barn at our home and put that up there and made that picture. So that's 1928 Breckenridge barn wood right there. That's the real thing right there. Well, we want you to know joy and experience the joy of the Christ that's in Christmas. But I know for many it can be a really challenging and hard time. Losses, remembrances of what could have been, what we should have done, what we don't have. And I sat with a funeral director this week to begin to tell me and remind me of the drug and the suicide epidemic that's not only in our nation, but it's in our community as well. And he began to tell me, as I sat there, and just made it so surreal to me to tell me, you know, it was before Thanksgiving, to tell me before the end of the weekend, they'll get a call, maybe two, of a suicide or a drug overdose. And it broke my heart. And then he said, especially right out through the Christmas season, it'll happen. And then after the beginning of the year, and I thought, my goodness, I want to help with that. And I want to do more than just put a phone number up, although we need phone numbers. We need places to call. I want you to call us. I want you to call me. And I might not have the answer, but I'm telling you what, I know some people that do. I can help you through that. You don't have to wade through that again. Let this year be the year where you'll let God help you with that and open your life up to others to come in and help you with that. Why spend one more time, one more moment of your life going through that when you don't have to? And you might not have an issue with any of those things, but maybe during the Christmas season, you heard me talk about it before in our home when I was growing up, it was one of the hardest times. My mom would go into this deep depression over the daughter and the son that she lost and the husband. My dad, that was a raging alcoholic, that was abusive, and at this time of the year, he'd go to a whole nother level. And so because of that, even though my dad wasn't around anymore to hurt any of us, she would remember that and face that depression in her life. And, you know, the good part with my mom is she gave her life to Jesus 1 week to the day to the hour before she went home to be with him. That's the good news. The bad news is that it took all that time that she went through all that trouble and all that heartache, and she had never come to that knowledge and that understanding that Jesus was more than enough to lift her up out of that and heal her heart and redeem her from that pain from the past. And that's what he wants to do with you today. Some of you are here, you're still upset over what happened. I talk to people all the time. They're upset by what somebody did to them. 10, 5, 10, 20, some 30, some 40 years ago. Some even I've talked to 50 years ago. They can remember an incident like it was yesterday. I'm like, I just want to look at them and I want to say the proverbial, are you kidding me right now? Because Christ has come to take that out of your heart. And my brothers and my sisters, you can only lean on that so long. But at the end of the day, it's not going to help you or your family. And I want to talk to some moms and dads today. You've got a chance to move into another level. I don't care how many times you've messed up or where you are with that. God wants to give you the joy in your life to stand up against those things, those attacks that are coming against you. And the easiest thing for you to lose in your life is the joy of the Lord. He wants to give you joy. You can lose it from a phone call with somebody, an email, a text message, a letter, a conversation. You can lose the joy that God wants to give you. And the enemy is set up to create circumstances in your life to rob you from that being a part of who you are. And when God's children are not filled with joy, they become cranky Christians. Have you ever met one? Honey, don't raise your hand. And the Bible says in Romans 14, 17, that the kingdom of God is not eat or drink. What a time of the year to say that. But it's a life of goodness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And the reality is that you can lose your joy so quickly because there's thousands of kill joys that want to rob that out of your life and bring you even to the point like Jeremiah said in Lamentations 5:15. He says, there's no joy left in our hearts. And I don't know about you, but I've been there a couple times in my life. No joy left in my heart. I had to echo what the psalmist David said, restore in Psalm 51:12. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Jesus says this, and I ask you to turn to it. He says in John 15:11, he said, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you. Listen to this. That my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Isn't that beautiful? He said, my joy, he says, I say these things to you. I tell you, and I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, I say these things to you. I've spoken this to you, that my joy may remain in you. Jesus said, I'm going to give you the joy that I have. The Bible says that he endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. Nobody knows joy like Jesus knows joy. And he says, in the joy that is in me, I want it to be in you and cause you not to have just a little of it, but you to be full of joy. Come on today. Don't you want that in your life? And so what did he speak? He said, these things I've spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. He says in verse 9 and 10, as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Now that ought to make you happy right there. God loved his Son and loved you so much, sent him into the world, gave his life for you. He says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. And then he says, abide in my love. Move in to the household that Jesus has created that has love for you. Don't get caught up in the peripheral and the minutiae of some of the season that wants to pull you away from the very reason for the very Christ that is in the Christmas. He said, abide in my love. And if you keep the commandments, you will abide in my love. You do what he tells you to do. You live how he asks you to live. And he'll strengthen you. He'll empower you. Say, well, I just can't. And this notion that's floating around that you can just act and live anywhere you, any way you want, and the grace of God just covers it. Just go ahead. If it feels good, do it. Could be nothing further from the truth. Jesus didn't come to keep you from things that make you feel good. He came to tell you and to keep you from things that are there to destroy your life. And that's why he says, just do what I tell you to do. This is the way. If I was going to tell you all today, hey, I want to take everybody to the nicest restaurant in Rochester, I ought to hear an amen on that. Where's the faith in this house right now? Amen. I want to take all of you to the Black and Blue. I want to take you all and get you the best ribeye, steak, beautiful baked potato. I'm going to take you there, and you got to be there at 2:30, and here's how you got to go. I want you to head west. I want you to go 4 hours west and then turn right. Yeah. You'd say, well, that's not taking me there. And that's what God is saying. I want to bless you. I want to take you somewhere. I want to give you what your heart's desire is. This is the way. Come this way. Walk ye in it. Don't go the other way, because if you move in the other direction, you're not only going to miss what I have for you, you're not going to have the joy I have for you, you're not going to experience the love I have for you, and you're not going to have the life that I said you could live, because you're not going in the direction that I called you to go. I'm not trying to keep you from anything, God says. I'm trying to lead you into my promise, into my fullness, into the joy, into the love that I have for you. And here's the way. He said, walk this way. Go move in that direction. And when you do, your joy will be full. Nehemiah says it in 8:10. He says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that Hebrew word there means it's a defense against the enemy. It's a rock. It's a solid thing that when the attacks in life come against you, they'll come up against the joy of the Lord, which is a rock, and they'll bounce off. It'll give you the power to move things that you could not move before. It'll give you the power to have victories that you'd never had before. It'll give you the power for breakthroughs in your life that you have needed and you have not experienced. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and when it's in you and working in you, it makes you into a whole different person. And it'll give you power to keep you going when you feel like stopping. And joy is not happiness. Listen to this. If I hear one more person say, well, I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. I want to feel good. No, what you're telling me is that you want to go and live like hell and feel good about it after you do it. I should hear another amen at least in this place. I know you're saying, man, this was not the Sunday we go to come. I want to tell you, after this, every week it's going to be fun. It's going to be easy. But I wanted to set this in stone here today. Joy comes into our life when we connect with something that's bigger than us, when we participate in things that are beyond who you and I are. Happiness depends on what's happening in my life. If it's not, if good is fun, if entertainment isn't happening, then I'm not happy and then I have nothing to cling on to. Happiness, and if you put your trust in happenings, you will be disappointed. But joy is something that works on the inside. It's an inside work. Happiness tantalizes your outside, but joy is working on your inside. Happiness meets your surface needs, but the joy of the Lord, it'll meet your deepest needs. Joy is like a thermostat. If you walk in the room and you got the joy of the Lord, you set the temperature. But happiness is like a thermometer. Wherever you go, it lowers itself to that place. Hello. Happiness evaporates in times of suffering, but joy may be increased when you face a challenge. Joy is not dependent on happiness, but even in sorrow and heartache and difficulty, you and I can experience the joy of the Lord. Aren't you glad for the strength of the joy of the Lord today? And one of the favorite verses in the scripture, I had a man of God tell me years ago when I was a young Christian, he said, Marty, don't ever look at this verse. Don't ever read it. Certainly don't ever pray it, because you don't want this. And you know what happens when somebody tells you not to do something? They tell you you can't do it. You just go, well, I'm going to look and see what's there. And James chapter 1 in verse 2, 3, and 4, he says, brethren, count it joy. Everybody say joy. When you fall or face various trials. What? Come on, preacher, it's Christmas time. I'm going to help you with this. He said, knowing that the testing of your faith will produce patience, and let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking absolutely nothing. How would you like to live in that house where you lack nothing? Come on today. Lack nothing. I'm telling you, he says, when you come against it, I just want to ask you, have you ever had an issue in your life? You ever had a challenge? Issue has the keys to your house. Issue is a guest that comes into your home uninvited. You didn't expect it. You didn't ask for it. He just shows up. And I've had some challenges in my life that were unexpected, some that I created, and some of them came through people. And this is a strange advice that James comes out of the chute in James chapter 1 and tells everybody, but it's an advice that'll help us to go to another level in our lives. And the word here, count, here not only means what's coming, But we need to count what we have already come through. Because if I look back at the pain that I went through, if I look back at the testing and the trials and the challenges that I wondered at the time where God was, but now I see, because I decided in the middle of my pain, in the middle of the trial, that I wasn't going to give up on Him, because the joy of the Lord was my strength. Even though I felt no strength in me, I let that be a rock against the enemy trying to destroy my life. And I came up under that, and God lifted me up through that, and He made me into the man, the God that would use me and bless me and take me further than I ever thought I could go. And He was working on my behalf, even when I didn't understand what was happening or what was going on in my life. God was there. He was making a way where there seemed to be no way, and He was creating, and He is to this day, joy in my life because of the trial that I went through. Oh, come on today. He's working in your life. He's working in your life. And sometimes those trials can come. You can create them, or other people can create them. And I just want you to know today, if you're still mad at something that somebody did to you, they hurt you, they created something in your life, come on, forgive them and move on past it. Because at the moment you do that, you're going to see the blessing of God come and take over your life in a measure that you haven't seen before. And so what is He telling us in this? I'm going to be just a couple more minutes and I'm going to close. But I want you to listen, because for some of you, you're living in that. You're living, you don't want to, you come up against something and you want to duck out of it. And God says, I want to give you the strength. What can you learn in it? He says, count it all joy. Count it joy when you're coming against a challenge. Oh my goodness, I know the moment that I say this, I'm going to be tested on it. I've already been tested on it, but God has helped me through it. You got to smile in the middle of it. You got to rise up in the occasion. You got to not miss what He's trying to show you in the moment there, and let that joy of the Lord be your strength. Even though you feel weak, even though your legs are wobbling and you're not sure what's going to happen, you need to step up and say, God, I know You're with me. You're going to help me. And James says, stop separating the good times with the bad times, but face life together and know that God gives you and I joy to go through these hard times. When, He says, when you fall into a trial, not attempting, I'm not talking about God doesn't tempt you. God allows you and I to face trials, challenges, when you're tested, not when you're testy. Some of you get testy. My wife has said I've gotten testy. I don't believe her, but she has said it. When you're surrounded by trouble, when everything is around you, you get through one thing and another thing pops its head up. You deal with one issue and all of a sudden adversity happens again. And God says, I want you to face it, not with a negative attitude, but I want you to have some joy in your life. Because at the end of the day, in the midst of it, if God be for us, who can be against us? And in the midst of it, He is working all things out for good to them that love Him and are called according to His purpose. And I want you also to know that you have something as a born-again believer living inside of you. It's called, He is the Holy Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit, one of them, is the joy of the Lord. That in the midst of your pressure and your disappointment, you can still rise up with a smile on your face, that know that God has written the end of the book, the story's not over, and He's got something beautiful on the other side for you and for me. Oh, don't give in to depression. Don't give in to discouragement. But give in to the power that He has set deep inside of you. Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's joy. It's peace. It's long-suffering. It's kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And some of us need more of that, including me. He says, against such there is no other law. And so we need to do this when we face a trial. And then we should know this when we know that the testing of our faith will produce something. It'll produce something powerful. Testing always produces. And I never was a big tester. To be honest, I'm taking a class in Buffalo at Niagara University now, and I have to take a test every week. I'm not big on it. I'm just not. That's not my favorite thing to do. You could give me a verbal test, I'll do it. But when I got to sit down and do the test, it's not my favorite, but yet it always produces. It yields something great. And then the word here in the scripture, it says it gives us great patience. I'd ask in the first service the people that had mastered that, and two lying people raised up their hand. Boy, they're going to get tested out the door in a big way. Our faith is tested when we are in a spot, in a place where if God doesn't come through, we don't know what the end is going to be. And again, God doesn't tempt you and bring bad things to you that will hurt you and hurt others. But he allows a stretching in your life that will take place so your faith can rise up and you can be strong in the Lord instead of sitting around dormant and running from everything that comes into your life that tries to challenge you, make you bigger, make you greater. Stop running away from it, but stand up with some joy in your life and say, I'm going to hit this head on. I'm going to let God produce something in my life to give me the joy in the moment of my test, in the moment of my trial, in the moment of my difficulty, in the moment of the hardest moment in my life. God, give me joy in that moment. Help me in that. My wife, I took her shopping a little bit Friday. She wanted to get some things for the grandkids, and she was showing somebody, and I had even, to be honest with you, I'd forgotten about it, that every time she got a chemo treatment, I went and I bought her one of those, what do you call those bracelets? An Alex and Ani bracelet. I bring that thing in. Come on, man, you could learn something right now. I bring that in a bag all wrapped up every time. She got that chemo treatment. I'd give that to her. I'd hug her. I'd kiss her. I'd go, here you go, baby. I love you. And you know, at the moment, I felt so sad. I felt so troubled. I felt so down. But as I count it now, as I look back at it, and she's flashing those Alex and Ani bracelets around to her friends, I'm feeling the joy of the Lord inside of me that I didn't know what was going to happen in that moment in our lives. But God used it all for his glory. And he can use your problem, your trouble. We know. Come on today. We know that he will get us through that. And testing in our lives means that when we don't get our way, we yield to God's way. Testing means when your boss doesn't treat you right, you still work harder and you bless him. Testing means when someone else doesn't treat you right and you forgive them and you move on and you bless them. Somebody needs to hear that today. I'm telling you what, when I found this out, I'm a little older now, so I've had some people that have set their life to try to hurt me. But when I forgive them, and when I have been a blessing back to them, there's something about, I just want you to know that your flesh can even be satisfied by obeying God. That when I bless people that have intentionally tried to hurt me or say something bad against me, do you know what? God brings a blessing on my life that I can't even imagine. He'll make you stronger. He'll make you look younger. He'll make you look better. He'll take wrinkles off your life. When you hold every offense against everybody, you're going to get old fast. Hello? You're going to get weak. You're going to get wrinkly. I better stop now. I'm going to get in trouble. But when you forgive them and you allow what happened in your life to come into your life and be a blessing to you, And trust in the Lord and hinge your life on the promises of God, you'll see the best days ahead for you. You'll enter into this Christmas season. You won't enter into it with pain, and you won't enter into it with regret, but you'll enter into it with the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Come on today. I have to stay with him. I have to stick with God no matter what comes my way. I don't have to go and act like the world acts. I don't have to go and act like other culture tells me to act. I can act the way. I can obey God's commandment. I want to get to that restaurant on time because there's a meal. There's a blessing. God has a blessing for you and I. If we'll take the route that he tells us to go and walk in it, he's going to release something to us. And I'd have to use a food example at Thanksgiving in the holiday season, wouldn't I? But when we obey him, he will release unto us the joy, the strength of God, the purposes and the the passions of God. And you won't be hindered and weighted down by all the sin that would so easily beset you. But you'll rise up on wings of eagles and you'll do exploits in his name. And you'll be greater than you ever thought you could be. And your name will be great. And he'll do the greatest things in you that you ever thought he could. Psalm 30, verse 5, somebody needs to connect with that. Weeping may endure for a night, but I want you to know, joy will come in your morning. Come on, did you receive from God today on that? It's the joy of the Lord. That's your strength today. Come on, give God a great praise today. Close your eyes with me, bow your head with me. I want to pray. I want the prayer people, I want you to come to the altar now. I believe God with you today to do something great in your heart, in your life. Some of you are going through a trial. You're going through an issue. You're going through something. You're wondering, how can I have joy in this? Some of you have gotten some news lately, and you thought this is going to ruin everything. No, it's not, because God is in control. I speak that over your life. I say, God is in control. Keep your eyes closed, your heads bowed, just for a minute. Only the prayer people coming down here. I don't want anybody, you don't have anywhere else to go. Listen to me. The Spirit of the living God is in this house to help rescue somebody. Maybe that's you. You've been going through, this is a time of the year where you enter into a depression. For some of you, you want to run away. You want to go somewhere. You want to engage into an old habit. You want to engage in something that you know is destructive. Some of you are, you're on the precipice of hurting yourself because of whatever. And God says, not this time. I'm going to put up a wall around you. It's called the joy of the Lord. It's a strength for your life. It's a fence to keep what the enemy has devised against you to come in. You're going to follow God's commandments. You're going to read his word. You're going to know his purposes and his plan for your life. And when the word of God gets inside of you, it will be a defense against all of those things that are trying to hurt you and pull you backwards and pull you down. I'm going to close in prayer in just a moment. And if any of those things are connected to you, you need to come. Let somebody pray over you and agree with you. If you're one of those that are in a challenge of your life right now, you need prayer, I want you to come. If you want to talk to somebody else, you want some help, you want me to talk to you, or one of the other pastors in the church, one of the other leaders, to write your name down, write your phone number. You can give it to me personally. You can give it to any one of these prayer people up at the front. They're honorable. I don't want you to leave today with pain in your life and hurt. I want you to know that if God be for you, nothing or no one could be against you. He's here to lift you out of that. He's here to deliver you out of that. If you're here and you've never given your heart to Jesus, he wants to come in and be the Lord and the Savior of your life. Some of you, you've waited on that. You're wondering, well, you know, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. And you're wondering when the right time is. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Right now, it's your time. This is your moment. This is your time. You can ask any one of these people after I close in prayer, you come down, just say, I want to give my life to Christ. They'll pray for you. They'll give you a Bible. They'll believe God with you, set you on a right path. Maybe you're here today, you've been away from God. Nobody's here to judge you. God's not judge you. He says, I want my joy to be in you. I want it to be full. Come on, you can get up from where you've been. You can rise up from where you've fallen. You can be what God has called you to be. I'm going to pray and I'm going to close. And if that pertains to any one of you, I want you to come down to the front. Ask one of these people. Stand with you and pray with you. Don't leave. Don't go out of here without that being taken care of. Father, I give you all the glory. I thank you that you love us so much. We worship you, God. We honor you. We give you all the praise and all of the glory. I pray strength for everyone. Whew, I just sensed them. Just keep your eyes closed, your heads bowed. Just for a moment. I just felt a nudge from the Lord that he wants to tell. This is to a woman that has been, you've been hurt. that this is going to be the greatest season of your life. I felt the Lord say, I just saw him almost baptizing you, and washing all the hurt and the pain. I don't even know who or what. I just felt prompted by the Lord to say that. It could be more than one. Move forward. If any man is in Christ, or woman, he's a new creature. Old things are gone. And behold, today, things are going to begin to be brand new to you. Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for the power of your Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for releasing something incredible upon your people in this house today. I pray that, Lord, during this season, that we will put our complete trust in you. We will not let the things of the world cover up what your intention is for us. But God, we will allow you to have your way in our lives. I pray blessing over your people as they rise up, as they lie down, as they walk in the way. I pray their homes. I pray the ones that they love, their families, they will live in the blessing of God. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, amen. I love you so much. Thank God. Amen.